الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين وقال إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, brothers and sisters, we generally and particularly myself make a lot of khutbas about current situations and things which are going on and the needs of the time. Sometimes you have to step back and go back to the basic stuff that we need to think about and remind ourselves about. And keeping that in mind, inshallah, today's khutbah will be about the importance of salat. Not that we don't know the importance of salat, but the reminder is very important that we constantly remind ourselves so that the thing that we do or we go through the motions of praying the salat, it doesn't become something that we just take for granted and just go through the motions, but we feel that it's an important obligation that we have to do. It's an important responsibility that we have. And this has been mentioned throughout the Quran, the importance of the salat. Aqim al-salat, establish the salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that again and again. And the establishment of the salat is not that a person just prays it. When you say establish the salat, there is much more to it than just praying the salat. In Arabic, if you want to tell somebody to pray, you tell them sallu, just pray. But when you say the word establish the salat, it holds much more meaning. Aqim al-salat. It means pray the salat on its time. Pray according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And pray it as it should be prayed. With all the obligations in mind. With the correct concentration. With the khushu' and khudu'. And this command has been given to us throughout the Quran. Again and again. Aqimu salat wa atu zakah. So today's khutbah, inshallah, is going to be about the importance of salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Make sure that you guard the prayers, and particularly the middle prayer. The middle prayer, there is a difference of opinion from the scholars as to what this means. Some scholars say it refers to Salatul Asr, because it falls in the middle of the day. And some scholars say that it refers to Salatul Fajr, because it falls in between the two night prayers and in between the two day prayers. And the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Fajr is basically self-explanatory, because people are sleeping at that time, and to wake up and to observe this obligation, it is difficult for a person to do. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said, وَصَلَاتُ الْوُسْطَى, the middle salat, make sure you guard it. And according to the other opinion, Salatul Asr, why? Because in hot countries, people at Salatul Asr time, because the weather starts to get a little bit cool, they start to venture out and do their things, their household duties, their household shopping and so on. So in doing that, they neglect the Salat. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالصَّلَاةُ الْوُسْطَى, meaning Salatul Asr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to guard these Salats, all the Salats, and particularly the middle prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Indeed, the salat, it has been prescribed upon the mu'mineen at fixed times. So we cannot mess with the times and just pray all five at night when we come home, you know, as a lot of people do, thinking that it's okay to do that. It's not permissible to do that, because the salat times have been fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they cannot be changed. The salat has to be prayed on time. Yes, there is flexibility in the times. For example, if the dhuhr time starts at 1:30, You have flexibility to pray all the way up till 5, but you cannot just take the Dhuhr time and, you know, pray it in Asr without any reason, without any valid reason. So, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابٌ مَوْقُوتًا. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran that those people have become successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Those people of Iman have become successful. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people that have khushur in their salat. Those people that have concentration and submission in salat. Those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares them to be successful. The word used here, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. 2 points. First of all, the word قَدْ, it indicates stress upon something. That indeed, that person has become successful. And also, the word used is أَفْلَحَ. أَفْلَحَ is past tense. Whereas we know that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whenever we talk about success in the hereafter, it is in the future. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally uses the past tense to indicate that that an event is so certain to happen that it's as if it's already happened. Because the past tense is something certain. We never know about the future. We might intend to do something, but something comes up, a hindrance comes up, you know. So we never know what could happen in the future. It's always uncertain. But the past is certain. Whatever happened in the past, it is done. So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word in past tense, that is to indicate the certainty of something, that it's as if it's already happened. Even though it is talking about something in the future. So Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the people of Iman have indeed become successful. Who? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتٍ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people that have khushu' in their salat, that have concentration in their salat. If we look at the hadith also which talk about the salat, look at the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ while he's on his deathbed. He's repeating again and again. He's gasping for breath. He's breathing his last, but he keeps on repeating to the people around him, As-salah, as-salah wa ma malakat imanukum. The salat, and take care of your slaves. Salat, the salat, take care of your slaves. Meaning, take care of your salat, take care of your salat, and take care of your slaves. Make sure you don't neglect these things after I pass away. So on his deathbed, he is advising the people. There's a riwayat that says, it's narrated by Hadith ibn Qubaysa radiallahu anhu, he says, قَدِمْتُ الْمَدِينَةِ فَقُلْتُ. I came to Medina and I made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua was, اللَّهُمَّ يَسِّرْ لِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا. Allah, make easy for me a companion who is pious. You know, I want to sit with somebody who is pious so that I can benefit from him. قَالْ فَجَلَسْتُ إِلَىٰ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةً. And I found Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, I sat with him. فَقُلْتُ إِنِّي سَأَلْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَرْزُقَنِي جَلِيسًا صَالِحًا فَحَدِّثْنِي بِحَدِيثٍ سَمِعْتَهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنِي بِهِ. I have been making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He should bestow me and bless me with somebody that I can sit with and benefit from him, who is pious and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, tell me a hadith that you heard from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit me with that hadith. فقال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that I heard the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying, إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. The first thing that a person will be reckoned for, he'll be questioned about on the Day of Judgment, will be his salat. فَإِن صَلُحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. And if the salat is good, then he will become successful and he'll be saved. وَإِن فَسَدَتْ فَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. And if there is any fasad, any corruption in the salat, then that person will be at an extreme loss. He will be a big loser. on the day of judgment. فَإِنْ انْتَقَصَ مِنْ فَرِيضَتِهِ شَيْءٍ قَالَ الرَّبُّ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. If there's any deficiency in his fariḍa, in his fard salat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, انظروا هل لعبدي من تطوع. Look, does my slave have any تطوع, meaning any non-obligatory nafil worship that he has done in addition to this fard. فَيُكَمَّلُ بِهَا مَنْ تَخَصَ مِنَ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Whatever is lacking from the fariḍa, it will be completed by the nafil that a person has been doing. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ سَائِرُ عَمَلِي عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And then all of the deeds will be done according to the same way. Meaning, if there's any deficiency in the fard, then the nafil will be looked at to complete the deficiency. But the point of note here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the first question about the salat. If the salat is good, then the rest of the a'mal will be good. And if there's any deficiency in the salat, then all of the a'mal will have problems in them. All of the rest of the reckoning will be problematic also. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he used to be afflicted with any type of problem, he used to resort to salat. It's mentioned in a riwayat of Ahmad and Abu Dawud, إِذَا نَابَهُ وَأَلَمَّ بِهِ أَمْرٌ شَدِيدٌ صَلَّى. Whenever any problem used to come to him, or any difficulty used to come to him, he used to resort to salat. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes is in salat. This is a phrase which is used in many languages. It means that a person gets relaxed when engaging in salat. And he becomes happy when engaging in salat. So the Prophet ﷺ said, the coolness of my eyes is in praying of the salat. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to instruct Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ya Bilal, arihna bis salah. O Bilal, give us relaxation through salat. Give us relaxation through salat. So, a person who is habitual in his salat, he prays the salat on time, and as it should be prayed, he will feel within himself this relaxation, this tranquility, this peace that cannot be attained with anything else. The first thing, the first question a person should ask himself is, when he is feeling uneasy, when he's feeling stress, when he's feeling problems surrounding him, the first question a person should ask himself is that, am I engaging in salat as I should be? Am I fulfilling the obligation of salat as I should be doing? And if not, then that is the reason for my being so stressed out and being unrelaxed. This is a very important thing. And a person who has the habit of the salat, and he doesn't pray the salat, he will feel within himself there is something wrong. There is something gnawing at him, something uneasy within his heart that will tell him that something is wrong. And if he has iman, then he will realize what that thing is, and that is the salat that he's missing out upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us also in the salat, in the Quran, that the salat is something that prevents a person from al-fahsha and al-munkar. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar. Indeed, the salat prevents a person from evil and indecent acts. Why is that? The purpose of the salat is to create within oneself an awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person is going back 5 times a day and prostrating his head on the ground and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows that in between this salat and the next salat, if I am disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I have to show my face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salat. How can I show my face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I have done X, Y, and Z sin? That will happen only when a person is truly praying the salat as it should be prayed. Otherwise, if he's just going through the motions, then he will not have that feeling. So, constant practice on the salat, and constant awareness in the salat, and praying the salat as it should be prayed according to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, will result in a person staying away from evil and lewd and indecent acts. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. And on top of that, the result will be that a person's sins will be forgiven. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave a very beautiful example. He said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ فَقَالُوا لَا يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ The Prophet ﷺ, he said that if, just think a minute, that if any one of you has a stream running in front of his house, and he bathes in it 5 times a day, will any dirt and soil be left on his body at the end of the day? 5 times a day he's bathing. So the Sahaba said, لَا يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ Nothing of that dirt or anything will be remaining on his body. قَالْ فَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَا The Prophet ﷺ said, then this is the example of the 5 salats. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He deletes the khataya, the sins, through the barakah of these salats. It is mentioned that somebody came and saw Anas bin Malik, who had been the khadim, the servant of the Prophet ﷺ for many years, for 10 years, and they saw him crying. They said, the person who saw him, Imam Zuhri, he says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ أَنَسْ بِنْ مَالِكْ خَادِمِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ وَسَلَمْ بِدِمِشْقْ وَهُوَ يَبْكِي I saw Anas bin Malik in Dimashq and he was sitting and crying. فَقُلْتُ مَا يُبْكِيكْ I said, what is making you cry? فَذَكَرَ أَنَّ سَبَبَ بُكَائِهِ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الصَّلَاةِ قَدْ ضُيِّعَتْ He mentioned that the reason that he was crying was that the salat was being neglected. In his time, in the time of the Tabi'een, he felt that the salat was neglected. What about in this time? How much would the Sahaba would be upset if they saw the current state of affairs with us? How we neglect our salats for the smallest of reasons. How we deprive ourselves from the blessings for the smallest of reasons. Why we forget this obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the smallest of reasons, and then we wonder why it is, as an ummah, we are becoming more and more degenerate, and more disgraced in the world. If we were to say categorically that maybe 90% of the ummah, they do not pray the salat, it would not be far off. That estimate would not be far off. And even the people who do pray the salat, we know how deficient our salat is. How much concentration we have in our salat. How much or lack of concentration we have in salat. Do we even think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are praying? So then, when we contemplate upon the downfall of the ummah, this has to be one of the major reasons where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us categorically again and again throughout the Quran, and yet we neglect this obligation, then why should not we be disgraced in such a way? The Prophet ﷺ said, بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ تَرْكُ الصَّلَاةِ Between a person and shirk and kufr is the leaving of the salat. This is the only barrier between him and leaving kufr. Leaving Islam and becoming a kafir, disbeliever. Therefore, some scholars do say very clearly that if a person on purpose neglects the salat, he is out of Islam. Although the majority of scholars, they say that if a person is leaving the salat and he is conscious of the fact that he is committing a sin, then this is not the case. He does not become a disbeliever. He would be regarded as a fasiq. But still, this hadith is very, very clear. that there's one barrier between a person and his salat, and that is between the person's iman and his kufr, and that is the salat. I will just finish the khutbah inshallah by narrating the saying of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah about the salat. He says, As-salatu mujlibatun lil-rizq. The salat is something that it pulls rizq and sustenance to a person. Hafidhatun lil-sihha. It guards a person's health. Dafi'atun lil-adha. It gets rid of all kinds of harm. Taritatun lil-adwa. It gets rid of and pushes away all kinds of illnesses. Muqwiyatun lil-qalb. It strengthens the heart. Mubyadatun lil-wajh. Or mubidatun lil-wajh. It makes the face full of nur and light. Mufrihatun lil-nafs. It makes a person's heart and a person's soul happy. Mudhibatun lil-kasal. It gets rid of a person's laziness. Munshifatun lil-jawarih. It makes a person's body parts more active. Mumiddatun lil-qawa. It helps a person in his strength. Hafidhatun lil-ni'mah. It guards the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given a person. Dafi'atun lil-nuqmah. It gets rid of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalibatun lil-barakah. It brings barakah and blessings in a person's life. Mub'idatun min ash-shaytan. It takes a person further away from the shaytan. Sharihatun lil-sadr. Or muqarrib first, muqribatun lil-rahman. Or muqarribatun lil-rahman. It makes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sharihatun lil-sadr. It opens up a person's chest. What that means is that it opens up a person's heart towards the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mughdiyatun lil-ruh. It gives ghidha and sustenance to the soul. It is spiritual nourishment. Munawwiratun lil-qalb. And it puts nur in the heart. So all of these things are mentioned by Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah about the salat. So why is it that we should continue to neglect the salat? We should not just be thinking about Jum'ah to Jum'ah. We should think about the importance of praying the 5 times daily salat. How long does it take, my brothers and sisters? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maximum 15 minutes if you pray slowly. Why is it that we can spend hour upon hour watching movies and wasting our time on the internet and we cannot spare 5 or 10 minutes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should question ourselves, and we ourselves should try to correct ourselves and, you know, try to put into practice this important fariḍah, this obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made obligatory upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Everyone is requested, please donate to the masjid so we can cover the monthly expenses. We requested to donate at least $20 per week. The Islamic School of Irving is hiring more teachers. Please submit your application and resume to the school office upstairs. And also you can visit the masjid website, irvingmasjid.org. And there's a bulletin board there which tells us about the jobs available. Mass swimming for sisters is starting June 21st at North Lake College. The registration is upstairs in the sister section. Mass Youth is presenting Voices for Change. Buy your tickets today. The event is Sunday, June 22nd, and the program will be held at the Majestic Theatre. ISNA Conference is July 4th to 6th at the Westin Galleria Hotel in Houston, Texas. The theme is Muslims in the Public Square. You can register online at isna.net. ISI is hosting a bone marrow donation drive upstairs for sisters only. We will host the second phase next Friday for the brothers. We have a sister who is in need of a transplant and she needs your help now. So this is a sister who is in need of a bone marrow transplant. She needs somebody who can donate to her. It's a very easy procedure to test if you are a matching donor. It is basically just a swab in the cheek, and using the cells in the cheek, they can tell whether you're a matching donor or not. So next week for the brothers, and this week is supposed to be for the sisters, I'm not sure if they're still there or not, but they were here for the first Jumu'ah. Sister Fatima is in the hospital battling cancer. Please make dua for her and her children. Abdullah Beg is still sick. Please make dua for him. He's a boy in our community. The parents have been very patient in the ordeal that they're going through, and he's been in a coma for about almost 2 years now. So please make dua for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases their suffering and gives him a speedy recovery. Sister Amisha Multani's daughter is suffering from a heart condition. Please make dua for her. And Muhammad Dawood Khadan, his mother-in-law, passed away in Somalia. He requested to pray for her maghfirah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her maghfirah and give all of the sick people in our community, all the people mentioned here, a speedy recovery from their illnesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.